And we have in studio with us now Emily Burney. She is, I am assuming, we'll find out in a moment, the M in Auntie M's Baked Goods, a small company based right here in Park City. First off, Emily, welcome to Mound Money.
Thank you for having me.
So am I right? Are you the M in Auntie M?
You are right.
All right. I was hoping that was the case. So tell us about your business. What is obviously the focus is on pies.
Uh-huh.
But tell us a little bit about how you got the idea and how you got going.
I got started. Well, I first moved to Park City in 2010 for a job on ski patrol in the winter, which fulfilled my winter time. But then in the summer, I was kind of like not sure of what to do to both make money and keep myself busy. And so by the third summer here, I decided to start a farmer's market business selling baked goods at the farmer's market. It was strictly seasonal, just the 3 months a year to begin with, and I slowly grew it over the course of about 4 years. 2 years ago, I made the leap to turn it into a year-round full-time business, and it's kind of just been steadily growing ever since.
And how long have you been in the current location?
The current location in the Kimball Arts Center, we just moved in April, the day after ski season ended, which kind of felt
well
like... It was nice to start out.
You wanted to keep busy. You certainly got that.
It was really nice to have kind of like the slow month of shoulder season mm-hmm. to get my feet under me. I'd never run my own kitchen. I'd never had my own shop. And to be able to do so without feeling like overwhelmed by business was actually a really great time to start.
And what kind of hours are you open? Are you open? Which days are you open and how long?
Right now in the retail space, we're only open 10 to 2. And that's because we're in so many markets that as it is, myself and then my full-time baker assistant, we're there pretty much 6 in the morning till 4 p.m. And so that's kind of the retail that allows us to have a semblance of a life outside.
And are you actually baking in the Kimball Arts Center?
Oh, yeah.
That your whole facility is there. So you have lots of markets. Let's talk about your different distribution methods.
It's mostly me and my Subaru distributing pies and cookies all over this town.
But to what kind of outlets? I mean, who are you selling to?
We have about 5 different wholesale accounts, and that's everything from restaurants that don't have an in-house pastry chef to coffee shops that just want a local flavor.
So let's start about talk about getting started, because I tell people anybody that's ever taken a shower has had a good idea.
Yeah.
Right? It's about the execution, as you found out. So you started off in the farmers markets. I'm assuming you started baking these pastries and the pies at home?
I actually luckily had a friend who owned a bagel shop in Pinebrook, which gave me access to commercial kitchen equipment.
Okay.
And that really allowed me to grow a business without like making that commitment mm-hmm. from the beginning.
And what did you think at the end of the first summer? Did you think, wow, this was easier than I thought it was going to be?
No
entrepreneur ever.
No, impossible. So many tears. I don't know what kept me going through some of those days.
I was going to ask. At the end of the first summer, what motivated you to say, okay, I'm going to do this again next year?
I really think it was the support and encouragement of so many people who quickly became regular customers. And I didn't really want to let them down. It was that. It was like this desire to kind of keep going down this road as hard as it was. And some people call it perseverance, but I think it was just sheer stubbornness.
And what was the best part during those tough times, those tough years, tough couple months? What was it? What did you enjoy the most about starting your business?
I think it's two part. I think for one, like the real reward for me is in making people happy through this thing that I've created. The second part is bringing ideas to life. And then, like, it's full circle of making people happy with my ideas is just, like, my dream.
So tell us a little bit about what I would see if I was able to walk in this afternoon to the shop and order something to eat. What would my options be?
You would definitely have the option of some sweet pies, either by the slice or by the whole. A savory pie, which we're really going to pump up that menu in the fall when people are thinking comfort food a little bit more. So right now it's chicken and herb. That comes with a really good salad. It's like a kale superfood salad with locally grown organic kale right here at Copper Moose Farm. A side of a cookie and a drink is kind of our go-to lunch special.
So you can get a real lunch. You don't have to feel guilty about coming in there and thinking all I'm going to get is pie, which would be fine with me as a lunch. But
no, you don't have to feel guilty. And the salad balances out the guilt.
And what kind of sweet pies would you have on the menu today?
We really like to work with seasonal fresh fruit. So right now we're all over the peaches. We're working with peaches and berries. We've kind of said goodbye to strawberry rhubarb, to many people's chagrin, but we'll see it again in April.
And what kind of price points? If somebody comes in for lunch or somebody comes in for a pie, what are the general price ranges?
The pies are between $25 and $30. Lunch is about $10 to $15.
And the space you're in, is this the old Uptown Fair space?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So what are your plans going forward? I mean, do you want to be able to... One of the things I've heard complaints about is the lack of a late-night pie spot in Park City. Do you have any plans for different distribution options?
I honestly, right now, I'm just so happy to have my own place that mm-hmm. I'm not really trying to plan beyond right now. I'm also kind of just keeping my head on straight for the summer, waiting until the fall to really get... I'm going to hunker down, get a better picture of the financial health of the business, and then be able to decide from there what I can afford to do.
So you just mentioned financial health. And, yeah. and the physical health side, there's different trends taking place. I'm curious. I went vegan a year ago. Uh-huh. Is there a vegan option for pies? I'm not gluten-free, but I know a lot of people are. Are there gluten-free options that you offer?
We don't ever say gluten-free because our facility is, we have flour. We have a couple flourless options. I think I made the hard decision a couple of years ago to kind of just do what we do and do it well instead of trying to chase, I don't want to call it trends, but chase kind of new food movements. It's like, I feel like there are vegan bakers out there who can make a much better vegan pie where butter is just about my number one ingredient in a pie. I don't want to sacrifice the quality. I want to make people who can eat butter happy with high-quality pie.
I don't blame you, but I was hoping you were going to say, yes, of course, we have a savory vegan option for you.
There are some really great vegan bakers in town, and I'm happy to refer the business to them.
Great answer.
Okay, so we've talked a little bit about your business structure. We've got you. You've got your baker. Any other employees?
We just hired another part-time baker, and that ideally will allow me to kind of remove myself from the day-to-day operation of the business mm-hmm. to be able to plan forward for the future.
Were you actually doing some of the physical baking yourself?
Yes.
And it sounds like you're driving the pies to the various restaurants
yes.
that provide them. Give us an idea. How many pies does Park City eat
wow.
in a week?
So, okay, this was a conversation I had with my husband early on. He was like, I don't think you're going to be able to sell pies to this community. The people are too healthy. But I have to tell you, Park City loves pie. We're at about 200 pies a week right now on
awesome.
Average.
Awesome. And obviously, you can eat pie and still stay healthy. We're on
yeah.
the radio. People can't see. But you're a ski patroller in the winter. Obviously, you have to stay physically fit to do that. And you look very physically fit. So those savory pies and those sweet pies are helping you.
Yeah, and I think it's all about balance. And we live in an active place where we need good fuel. And pie is really good fuel.
How do you market to restaurants? How do you sort of expand that business base?
I don't know. I have not really had to do a ton of marketing. I've been lucky in that people have heard of the product and come to me. That is a really good question that I hope to answer in the fall.
Well, the fact that you haven't had to suggests that the quality of the product is marketing itself, which is a pretty positive development, frankly.
Thank you.
I want to go back to something you said because it's always blown me away. You said pie is good fuel, and I agree with that. It's carbohydrates. It's energy. When you're out running, trail running, or mountain bike ride, I've always been surprised. I mountain bike ride. My friends, when we go mountain bike riding, will bring these pre-packaged things with them, these little packs of whatever goo or for energy. I would always bring these treats with me that I would normally feel guilty for eating at home.
Uh-huh.
I'd bring those with me on my bike ride because there's no guilt. I need this. I need these calories. And I never understood it. And I think there is a market like pie for athletes. Yeah, like during a marathon, when they give you water, they should also give you a small slice of pie, don't you think?
I think so. I think we're onto something.
Okay. Let's see. I guess we have been speaking with Emily Burney, the owner and proprietor and former chief baker of M&M's Baked Goods. Emily, anything else you want to touch on before we say goodbye?
No, thank you for having me. This has been great.